Hello, and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Philippians. We're in chapter 3 with verses 5 through 11. Circumcised on the eighth day of the race of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrew parentage, in observance of the law, a Pharisee. In zeal I persecuted the church. In righteousness based on the law, I was blameless. But whatever gains I had, these I have come to consider a loss because of Christ. More than that, I even consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have accepted the loss of all things, and I consider them so much rubbish, that I may gain Christ and he be found in him. Not having any righteousness of my own based on the law, but that which comes through the faith in Christ, the righteousness from God, depending on faith to know him and the power of his resurrection, and the sharing of his sufferings of being conformed to his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. I think we're all seeking that, aren't we? We all want to know what it means to be confident in Christ. The joy of knowing all things comes from a confident Paul who understands his past observance of the law as a Pharisee would give him a circumcised insight on why the race of Israel would inflict their Hebrew parentage. He was the Jew of all Jews, willing to clean up this Christianity with the zealousness of death, willing to kill to accomplish his goal and live in the law blameless according to him. What we should note is what he mentions as the gain of Christ that would be found in him, overcoming the Jew observance of slicing off the mantle of a man's skin. He depended solely on the power of Christ's resurrection, knowing that ultimately, somehow, you will obtain the resurrection of the dead and life eternal to embrace the unity of salvation and redemption of sins. Amen. Join us as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. And our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said we'd pray for and those that we've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others as we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Philippians 3. We're in verses 5 through 11. We got a three stanza poem working with a title, Dead Resurrection You May Somehow Attain. Benjamin, tribe, Israel, race, day 8, circumcised, parentage, Hebrew, of Hebrew, Pharisee, law, observance. Blameless, law, righteousness, church, persecuted. Gains, loss, considered, gone forever in Christ fervent. Good, supreme, reigns, knowing Jesus. Sake his, loss, accepted as lost rubbish. Him found in me, Christ gain without lust. Christ's faith isn't law-based, but his righteousness to discuss. Resurrection, power obtained, sufferings shared as same, death his conformed to gain. Dead resurrection you may somehow attain. Amen. I'm Thomas O. Cruz Wiggins. It's March 16th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 9:01 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, Universal Utterings is brought to you by God First Ministries Incorporated, a not-for-profit 501c3 certified ministry. You can learn more at universalutterings.org. Again, thanks for joining us today. So we send out our daily prayer lifting of our good friends John and Marie as we close in the name of Jesus at 6:09. Thank you, Jesus. Sweet Jesus, thank you. That was the church bells of St. Joseph Catholic Church in Winter Haven, Florida. I thought I would share that as we close in the name of Jesus, thanking the Lord for all things, visible and invisible. We thank Him for keeping whatever He deems necessary from us. We pray for the success and joy of salvation in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Close at 7:11, my old race number.